Hey y'all, we got to talk. You know, Henry McMaster, the governor of South Carolina, came out with an executive order saying that don't require a mask anymore. The masks are done. We don't need to wear a mask anymore. And boy, the people just cheered. They said, Henry McMaster says you don't have to wear a mask in schools no more. The kids don't need masks. And all of a sudden the people cheered and it was gonna be so wonderful. And then they went to school and the teachers and the principals said, no, you still have to wear the mask. So there was some confusion. There was confusion at the beginning of it. And some kids got suspended. And then within days, DHEC came out and the school districts began to come out and saying that they'll abide by the governor's call for no mask, but we recommend, we're still obeying the CDC and DHEC recommendations that everybody still wear a mask. And so what they did was they came out with this exemption form, an exemption to be normal. That's what we're going to talk about on Adventures in Idiocracy.
Take these masks off of my child.
This is crimes against humanity.
With less than a month left of school, some Dripping Springs ISD parents are not letting up on their push for the district to reconsider its mask policy.
When I have a third grader, I refuse to enroll because of the mask mandate. As a lover of science and someone who studied immunology at Harvard Medical School, it is discouraging to have leaders ignoring real and important data on masks.
When we're not allowing play, when we're not allowing the seeing of facial expressions, we're not allowing touching each other, you know, kids aren't allowed to be kids, that's going to cause a lot of problems down the road in adulthood.
I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional.
I'm here to strongly encourage this board to lift the mask requirements, make them optional now. The data supports a decision like this.
The most important question I have for you is, what is the metric? You cannot have a mandate without a metric for ending it. That is Science 101.
Absolute chaos tonight at the Granite School District meeting.
That's right. Parents taking over that board meeting tonight, demanding the district remove the requirement for students to wear masks in school.
You let a senator come up here and speak in the name of my children who you guys are abusing? Are you serious?
Yeah. All right.
People are getting a little heated or emotional. It is literally because we've been trying to stand up for our children for months, and it's exhausting.
Children have a 99.997% survivability from the COVID. 99.997%. Let me repeat that for you all to understand.
Forcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children.
This is what happens when you do not represent the people that voted you in.
You know, when all this began, what was it, 14 months ago now, last year in 2020, when Henry McMaster, following the Keebler Elf, Dr. Fauci, and Miss Blinky Blinky, and going along with Donald Trump, issued executive orders and all kinds of stuff, closing down bars and restaurants and ordering everybody to wear a mask and social distance and wash your hands many, 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 many times. And everybody went along. I saw South Carolinians all over the place, especially in my Kershaw County where I'm here all the time. Rednecks all across the place were wearing face diapers. And these little wimps that drive around with their American flag on the back and a "Don't Tread on Me" on the back and all, they're sitting there wearing face diapers. Why? Because Henry the Disaster McMaster and Anthony Fauci say wear a mask, and it's the rules. And they went right along. These rednecks that claim that a redneck can survive and the South did it again and all these things against the government rule and regulation and you're not going to push me around, they gladly put on the face diaper despite any medical evidence at all, just under the orders of the Disaster McMaster. So all through the school year and all, our kids have been wearing masks and all, and the people that are sending the kids to school, the parents said nothing. You might have had a complaint here and there, but for the most part, the parents said nothing. Even while the kids were complaining, "I can't stand this face diaper. They make me wear this face diaper all day."
Oh! My apologies. I was wearing my mask because I just got back from a full day of being a good person. I love my mask because it's a simple yet effective way to display my righteousness. Am I concerned that 2 children in China dropped dead because they were forced to wear masks in gym class? Nope. Am I concerned that we're creating a generation of children who will be socially awkward and conditioned to fear their fellow man? No. Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that my mask is symbolic of my compliance to the social conditioning that will eventually lead to the forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth? Not a chance! And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that shallow, insignificant gestures are a much easier way to showcase my morality than actually being moral. Because in order to be a real good person, I gotta stand up to a real bad person. And I don't like standing up to or for anything. I've decided that it's much easier to trick my own mind into thinking compliance is a virtue instead of what compliance actually is. Cowardice. I prefer to float through life completely ignorant to the fact that every socialist takeover has always begun in the exact same way, with government overreach, public shaming, censorship, and a toilet paper shortage. Don't believe me? Google toilet paper shortage in communist Russia. Did you think you were having a unique experience? I prefer to pretend history never repeats itself so that I can stand by and turn a blind eye every time history repeats itself. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a lunatic or a conspiracy theorist so that I don't feel obligated to do my own research. Research takes away from me time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask and stand among a sea of masks so that I never have to be seen, be free, or reveal the deep dark shadows that lurk within me.
But now Henry McMaster comes out and says, "Oh, executive order, you can't wear a mask anymore, blah, 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 blah." And all the people cheer, "Oh, thank you, Henry McMaster, for giving us back some of our freedom." As if he should have been able to take it away in the first place. And then the school districts and DX says, "No, we don't agree with that. We're going with the cat, dog, cat, the CDC, Anthony Fauci, and the lie that's been told to us for over 14 months. That's where they stand. They stand on the lie with no basis in science whatsoever. Masks do not work. They don't prevent virus spread. Never have, never will. You'd have to get a bubble and put around you like in one of those level 4, which perhaps the level 4 lab is where this thing escaped from. Can't prove that, don't know. Senator Rand Paul show asked some people about it, but he's a little late to the game. But all the parents said, "Oh, our kids ain't gonna wear no mask anymore." And the school district says, "Yes, they are," but DHEC comes out with a form, an exemption form, my friends. Yeah, in this form, it says, you relinquish any liability of the school pertaining to the corona. Well, what kind of liability does a school have when your kid gets the flu? None whatsoever. What kind of liability does a school have at all? Very little, if any. So why right now are they saying, you got to let us out of all liability for if your kid gets sick because he's not wearing a mask? Well, they had no liability to begin with. You know, one thing is, do they have an exemption from liability when it comes to your kids wearing a mask and getting face rashes or mask mouth or bacterial pneumonia from wearing these face diapers, being forced to wear the face diaper? And now they're trying to give you an exemption to be normal. Now, from what I hear, I know one substitute teacher personally told me that when that announcement came over the loudspeaker in her classroom, that the executive order from the governor was that you don't have to wear a mask in the school. The classroom erupted in applause and cheers. So I would imagine all these school districts now are getting flooded with these exemption forms. But you're not supposed to change a thing. They're even calling it illegal if you change one word on their little form that gives them immunity from liability in order for you to be normal. Why is that? Why is that? And listen to this story of people, of what they're doing to scare you, telling you it's illegal, and they've reported these people to SLED who are changing the form.
Tonight, DHEC and the Department of Education have made a form that parents can sign if they want their child to opt out of wearing a face mask in school. But some parents are apparently modifying those forms illegally. News 19's Ty Wong explains.
We had parents initially that were just interested in getting a copy of the form after the governor made his announcement.
After Governor Henry McMaster issued an order that allows parents to opt their students out of wearing face masks in schools, DHEC created an opt-out consent form. In an email sent out to school districts on Wednesday, DHEC is warning schools to be on the lookout for altered forms after some schools have reported changes to them. Marianne Bird is the executive director for community relations for Kershaw County Schools. She says luckily they have not seen any changes.
We have not seen anybody trying to modify the form itself. That hasn't been an issue here. We actually have on our website that it has to be filled out and without any kind of changes to it at all.
Bird says the county has the form in the way where parents can't make modifications.
We loaded the form on our website and then we've made it fillable. And that means that you can go and type in the answers if you'd like to do that, but it doesn't change the questions.
DHEC tells News 19 they have made a referral with the state's law enforcement department.
They were aware of their mask opt-out form potentially being modified, and due to that, wanted to make sure that SLED was aware. So they provided us that information so that we could review it and to make any determination on whether or not an official investigation would be warranted.
DHEC also says any modified forms are considered invalid and schools should not accept them. News 19 reached out to the state's Department of Education but were unable to get a comment. Reporting in Columbia, Tai Wong, News 19, WLTX.
And tonight, DHEC still recommends that face masks be worn to help prevent the spread of the virus.
And so what we have here is the propaganda minister of the state coming out, the SLED agent, saying that they got a call informing them that people are beginning to change the lettering, scribble out stuff on the contract that the school district is offering you as an exemption to be normal. And they're implying although not saying that it's illegal. See, notice the SLED guide is very careful not to say that it's illegal. What he's saying that he got a call that it could be potentially legal. And he knows damn well that it is not illegal for you to make anything, any changes at all that you want on there. And then sign that and send that to the school. And the school can accept or not accept it. And what the school district is saying is they will not accept that as an exemption under their protocol, following Anthony Fauci, unless it has no changes at all. So it's a one-way street. We have no negotiating power whether we accept or not accept this particular thing. And we're doing it under duress. That's why the people are saying, I do not do it freely. They're under duress, they're being coerced, their kids are suffering. And yet they don't want to put them in that public education system, which is actually doing the harm to them. That's a conflict in itself. That's a bigger picture. But when it comes down to it, the state will not negotiate with you. You're not gonna have much choice. If you scribble out some things and all, they're going to refuse it. But you can take them to court. You can take it. There's places across the United States that are providing funding for parents, especially a group of parents, a small group of irate parents bringing suit to Kershaw County School District. They will pay attention then. As far as the school board ought to be run out of the county. Every damn one of them ought to be run out of the county. Whether they're good, well-intentioned or not, they do not serve the people because part of the job is to do their damn own homework, find out what the truth is, and then make a decision. Not just go by what the authorities tell them. And what about your school boards? Now, all these are made up of 7 or 8 people or 10 people and the school head of the school district and all those. But where are these people speaking out against these masks? Here in Kershaw County, not a single one is speaking against the mask. They're all branch COVIDians. Every one of them believes anything and everything that comes out of the mainstream media and Dr. Fauci and the head of the CDC or anybody that they see as authority, they believe them. And yet science, studies and studies and studies show the masks are detrimental to anybody. And yet, where are these school board people? These are the people you ought to be mad as hell at. I mean, why? If Kershaw County parents, if all these people are taking off their masks now, why aren't you mad at the school board members for putting your kids into this situation in the first place without doing any homework of their own? Why? That's a good question. All of them should be resigning right now. All the little school heads of school districts and all that, they ought to be resigning right now because of the fools that they made us. Thinking that we must comply with their rules and regulations because authorities say. And in the meantime, they're censoring everybody else. So who are these school board members, these branch COVIDians? Well, here in Kershaw County, we have a guy named Dr. Copley. Now, he's a radiologist at Kershaw Health. And he gives this little speech. Now, I'm going to apologize right now for the sound quality in this little segment. that was taken from the Kershaw County School District YouTube page, in which they show live and recorded the school board meetings. Now, you'll know, they cannot set up a worse audio than anybody. I can't, my dumbass redneck with a laptop can do a whole lot better than what these people can do as the largest employer in all of Kershaw County. But I apologize, but just to make it clear what a branch COVIDian is, listen to the line that Dr. Copley blurts out here.
I want to make an opinion that you all do have interest in the kids. And what I want to talk about is the board's mask policy. I want to talk to you as a father who has 9 kids, all the way from 52 down to 14, so I'm kind of an aberration right there. Two of my kids are still in Kershaw County School. 3 of my youngest kids have already had COVID. I'm a school board member and I'm a medical doctor. And I do support our policy on masks. And the reason why is that I think it's important to meet the standards of care that both DHEC and CDC have put out for mask policy. And I think that all of you know that as a school system, the administrators, the teachers, school board members have a responsibility, both legal and moral, to protect your kids as best we can. Nothing perfect. And in this case, we're not only trying to protect the kids, we're trying to protect the family, and we're trying to protect our teachers. And we have done, I think, a fairly remarkable job with the plans that the administration has given the board and the board has approved over the last year. As you heard in this little talk from Molly Spearman, we started school almost at the beginning of the school year, face to face. And if you watch the news, you see that a lot of the country hadn't even started that yet. And we not only started face-to-face school and come up with plans that fit the needs of most of the families here in Kershaw County, but we have done it successfully from the numbers of infections that we've had with our students and our people. So we have taken COVID seriously. We try to make life as normal as possible. And we have factors showing that we have very low numbers compared to most of the country or most of the state of South Carolina in number of cases of COVID, and our teachers have as well as our students. I think that one of the things I want to emphasize is that not in this moral responsibility we have, should a child have a bad outcome, and we haven't done the maximum we can do that kid, then we not only will live with that and have the guilt of that bad outcome, but we will have a legal responsibility. As a doctor, I know that if I don't practice standard of care, that the first thing they ask me for is, doctor, did you follow your own protocol or did you practice standard of care? And if you didn't, you're legally responsible right off the bat. So we don't want to feel morally responsible for a bad outcome. And in this case, I'm not just talking about with your child. I'm talking about a bad outcome if your child takes a case of COVID home and the grandmother gets it and passes away. And my 3 kids with COVID had almost no problems except for the one that is a college student. And I'm going to brag a little bit because football is in this. He got it, and 2 months later, he still can't pay school. And what you don't want to have, even though it's not a serious complication like death, what you don't want to have is a kid that's got to worry, will he have to be able to pay expected to. And as a football player, he likes to be on his face. Okay? So we don't want that bad outcome. We don't want any of our kids to take COVID home to their grandparents. And again, I want to brag a little bit about what we've done so far. I think people in this state have bragged about what we've been able to do with COVID as far as keeping the schools open, people safe, and we've got only 6 weeks left, and we think it's important to not let up now. We've got 6 weeks, and then we'll have a summer. And things may change over the summer. As a doctor, I think they will change considerably over the summer. And I think that we will rethink as a board what our mask policy is beginning next year. So whatever our mask policy is now, I believe that my fellow board members and the administration here will do anything they can to lessen the wearing of masks at the first point of the time that the guidelines or the standard of care allows it to, both legally and morally.
So you believe the CDC and DHEC and the mainstream media. This is a branch COVIDian. Dr. Copley is a branch COVIDian. And you can see as he is talking, school board members are shaking their head in agreement. And so they've all bought into the lie that the branch COVIDians, that little kids are going to kill grandma unless they wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands many, many times, and get the experimental jab. Hook, line, and sinker. So the policies, the masking, the social distancing, the wash your hands many, many, many times, that has not gone away. Those things are still there. You're getting an exemption to be normal. Otherwise, you still have to be abnormal. You got to wear the face diaper and all jump through all their hoops. In other words, they're not changing their position. In other words, they're still setting the precedent that they can tell your kids to do anything that they want to do. Now, what is this going to do when it comes to the jab and requiring all the kids to take the jab? Are you going to get an exemption from that? And are you going to give them immunity from liability when one of the jab ones infects the not jab ones or vice versa? What is that going to look like? What are you going to let your government force you into doing? They're giving you a carrot. You can have an exemption. You can have an exemption from the face diaper if you give us this. What are they going to do for that shot? Look out, boys and girls. The shot is the next round. They're coming after your kids. And here in South Carolina, they only have to be 16 years old and older to not get permission from a parent. In other words, consent is below 16 years and old. They'll have to have parental consent. If they're over 16, if your kid is 16 in one day, he can go and get a shot. And now these school districts are offering clinics at the school for anybody that wants to get the experimental gene therapy, which we do not have any idea what it'll do to them. And those of 16 years old have a 99.99997% chance of surviving corona without even any kind of symptoms at all. But you're going to let them decide? Are you going to let them push on you? Look at what they're offering, Kershaw County. All this Apple stuff. And it's offered by the janitorial people. Notice that. What are all these corporations giving little prizes for little kids to take a jab? Why is some janitorial company offering prizes? And why is Kershaw County involved in this in the first place? They're coming after your kids. They're coming after your kids. That's what's next. What are you going to do? Are you going to be like you did last year? Wear a face diaper for 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Wear a face diaper to slow the spread? Wear a face diaper to not kill grandma? What are you going to do? You know that that's bullshit. You know they lied to you over and over again. They change their mind daily. The CDC is now saying, well, we're not gonna test the people that got the vaccine with a PCR test, the same PCR test that we test the other people. We're gonna dial it back so they get less false positives, so they can show that the vaccine, oh, great, they're not the vaccine, because it ain't one. It's an experimental mRNA gene therapy that they have no idea that works. And you can still transmit the crap after you get it. Are you going to let them stick your kid without your permission because your kid thinks he might get an Apple phone or an Apple iPad or a Krispy Kreme donut? These are the things that the idiocracy's got going on. That's why it's an adventure in idiocracy to see how many people can wake up to the lies that they're telling you. Now, it's not just your school children and all. I had a girl come to me and said that her son, who works at Amazon, was told by Amazon that if he got the shot, he could not wear, would not have to wear a mask at work. And this poor little youngin, not knowing anything, the carrot was hung out in front of him, and he took the shot at 7 o'clock that night. Offered it at 5, took it at 7 without his mom even knowing anything about it. And at 10 o'clock, he was so sick he had to leave. Now, what's he going to be out of work for so long? Is Amazon going to be liable for him taking that shot? They coerced him. They held the carrot out, and he bit it. Now, are they liable? I say yes. Under the Nuremberg Code, they did not have informed consent, and they were coercing him to do it. The same thing could be said about Kershaw County School District with this little school-run shot clinic. And they're offering prizes to, y'all go get the shot and we'll put a ticket in the bucket and you may win a prize. That's coercion. That is coercion. And they're not informing them about what the consequences may or may not be. And that this is an experiment, and they have no idea what it's going to do to these young people. Is that what you're going to put up with here in Kershaw County, or anywhere in South Carolina, or anywhere in the nation, or anywhere in the world? Hell no. I'm not putting up with it. I'm not going to remain silent anymore. These people are nuts. The mainstream media will not tell you the truth. They're funded by Big Pharma. By over a third of their funding comes from Big Pharma. So what are you going to hear on mainstream media besides pharma commercials and pharma commercials during the programming? Just like Rachel Madcow crying on there, oh, I got my vaccine, I feel so much safer. Get your vaccine. Or Joe Biden talking about vaccine or mask. Or how do you say it? Vax-a-max. Vax-a-max. He can't even read a damn teleprompter. You know what gets me? Is none of these school districts, none of these teachers, none of these professional educators have done their own homework to find out that the masks don't work in the first place. I mean, there's study after study after study after study showing that the masks don't work. And yet, all these people are obeying without asking questions. So are they teaching our children to critically think and to go find out if what somebody in authority is saying is true or not? Apparently not, because they believe anything that comes out of the state is what they must do, and that is the truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me the state. So what is it with these school districts? Do they not believe in the mask? Do they believe in the mask? Are they just doing it just to save their jobs? Are they doing it because they care for the children? It doesn't seem that way. The masks do more harm than good, and they know it. So why are they keeping your kids safe like this? That's another question. All these school districts need to answer that question. So what's really happened is they've set a new precedent. You've set a new precedent. Now they can order you to wear a mask, or they can do whatever they want to you now. They can do whatever they want with your kids. The next thing is this shot, this experiment. They want everybody in these clinical trials that won't be over until 2023. It's not FDA approved. It's got an emergency use authorization. So they're pushing these shots on all your kids. You want the teachers pushing this experimental shot on your children? Now, where are all the parents here in Kershaw County? There are parents that are really standing up, really pushing this. This has motivated them to become bigger than they ever thought they would ever be. Jason Burmes, if you're not following Jason Burmes on BitChute and Odyssey and Rockfin and alternative media, Jason Burmes had some ladies on there on his program who show what parents, concerned parents, are supposed to do for your children. I'm just going to put a little clip in here. I'll leave a link in the description below to this whole interview. But this is what parents are supposed to do.
But, you know, we tried to give them every opportunity we possibly could to say, hey, you know what? The CDC might not lift it, but the Polk County Guidelines is lifting it. The governor's lifting it. So follow suit. Otherwise, we're going to have to take more measures. And so that's what we had to do. We had to take the next step to get our rights back. Our rights as parents, we had to fight for it. And we're not giving up. We're going to keep fighting for our rights from here on out.
Come fall, they would try this again. Mm-hmm. Just because they say for a short period of time in summer school, they could have said, oh, okay, for this period of time, for right now, we'll lift it. Well, they gave superpowers to the superintendent, I tell you. And at any time he wanted to put them back on, he could have. So passing a law was incredible for all the state of Iowa. You know how many parents have emailed us and texted us and messaged us and called us and said, my child said this is the best day of school they've ever had.
Thank you. All right. Let's talk about
that. Nothing could be
better. And that's the craziest thing in the world, because you look back 18 months, 2 years ago, if you had said to just a normal Wednesday, it's not a holiday, they're actually going to be in school, but this is going to be the best day ever for your kids, because people either that don't have children or are just so in fear, they're turning a blind eye to this, and they're like literally raising a zombie child to go along with this, that's going to be content with this abuse, don't understand. Like, my nieces were like all about moving all the way across the country from New York, because they're like, well, we can't see our friends anyway, we can't go to school. And they were so disappointed when it wasn't full in-person learning. When they first started, they're like, why did we move here if this wasn't the case? And then finally, I was able to get them into programs where they weren't wearing masks, sports teams, school opened up. And, you know, again, my one niece said the boys literally had a chant dance for like 20 minutes just because they were able to take their mask off, which should have never been put on them in the first place. And any of you teachers out there that are complaining about this, You have been so engulfed in ignorance and fear and not done your due diligence as an educator. You have not educated yourself on the virus, on the therapeutics, on what this quote-unquote vaccine really is, on what you're doing to children, not only on an oxygen level, but on a psychological level. My God. And, yes. And, you know, you are out there. So what is now the next step? Are you guys continuing with this? Are you guys still taking donations? Are you still talking to these people? What other types of legislation and executive orders are you pushing for altogether? Because to me, any kind of emergency that we're in or wasn't should be over, struck down. We should just be back to normal 100%. And we should really make it illegal for any of these emergency actions to ever take place, even if there is a pandemic 10 times as deadly. And we need to, in my opinion, make that known and make people understand why. But what are your opinions?
First of all, I want to touch on the lawsuit. I am still currently suing the Ankeny school districts for what they did to my child. They not only physically harmed my child, they emotionally harmed her. So she's still in counseling now. She, like Evie, she's doing much better now that, I mean, we pulled her out of school. She wasn't able to go back to school on Thursday because we did pull her and she was fully online due to the fact that I couldn't keep her in school because the very thing that they said was keeping everybody safe was harming my child, was physically making her sick. And I couldn't do that. And so, of course, we have to wait a couple of days for everything to get transferred back over. So Monday will be her first day back at school. She's like, Mom, I don't have to wear a mask. I'm like, no, honey. And she's like, but what if the teacher yells at me? What if they say this? You know, she's like worried. She's wants to go back to school, but she's now scared of what they're going to say. So I said, Olivia, you know what? If they try to tell you you're going to wear a mask, you have them call Mom and you tell them it's against the law that your mom just got passed. They cannot do that. So I'm still currently suing the school district. So yes, I can. If you want to donate to me, you sure can. If you don't, that's okay. Any money that brings in, I will use it towards my attorney. If there's anything left over, it will stay and I'll push it on to the next person that needs help filing a lawsuit. Because this is not the end. We want to help everybody we possibly can bring lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way that this is going to stop.
And they have unlimited funds and resources, by the way.
Yes, they do.
They have unlimited funds and resources, which we're not playing on. Again, they turn the cameras away. Okay, yes. They put you further away. They try to degrade you as a human being, dehumanize you and your children. Continue to be aggressive. After the fact, in no basis in reality. I mean, people wonder how the Nazis did it. Look around. We're there, man. We're way there. We're actually way beyond. Every time someone says, oh, that's way too far, I'm like, well, you know what? The Nazis were really nice about it. When they asked for your papers, they said please at the end. And so many people have told me, please wear a mask or wear your mask, please. There's no difference there. You know, they had a term over there, too, in German. It was essential worker. They did that over there, too. It's really weird that we've gone back to those standards. So these people are so deluded. And look, I'm in my 40s now. I went to school with a lot of people that became teachers. To say they had a knowledge of history or an exceptional knowledge of anything is a joke.
Yes, it is. They kept erasing history so they can rewrite it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why they wanted history gone, because they don't want anybody to remember what happened in Holocaust. They don't want anybody to know that because they're doing it now.
Mm-hmm. You see what happens when two people, just two moms who are fed up, get together and look at what they've done. Look at what they've done in just a couple of short months. All it takes a little bit of time. Spend 2 hours a week of your time, your off time, instead of watching mainstream media, and get out there and fight for your kids. Get on social media and hammer your school district. Get on your email and hammer your school district. Get on any voice that you can get. Talk to your friends and neighbors. We have to fight for our children, and if we don't fight for them now, we're never going to be able to. What's it going to take for you to stand up? There are parents across the nation invading school boards, screaming and hollering at the top of their lungs, stop hurting the kids. Perhaps it's time to think about changing what we call public education and look at the history of public education in the United States, from Horace Mann and John Dewey, from the Board of Education. Perhaps it's time to pay heed to John Taylor Gatto and what the school, the Prussian schooling system, has done to our kids, has done to each and every one of us progressively since it was introduced 120 years ago here in the United States. Perhaps it's time we educate ourselves in order to save our young people. Y'all better wake up. Are you gonna take the shot? Are you gonna let your kids take the shot? Are you gonna let the school district mandate that your kid do damage to himself by wearing a face diaper? Are you gonna continue to let them do it? They haven't changed their policies. They're just giving you an exemption. An exemption to be normal. It's not normal. Adventures in Idiocracy. Y'all come back.
Walking the streets of an unnamed city in 2021. Stopped by a cop who wants to know who I am, where I'm going. Oh, and where's your mask? Here we go again. Don't you know you could kill people walking like that? Kill people walking like that? I don't understand. Dressed like a modern-day black shirt with a little control. He waits for my answer, which of course, only I know. I'm going to hell, and you're coming too. I'm going to hell, you inconstant fool. I'm going to hell, and you're coming too. I'm going to hell.
Take these masks off of my child.
No more masks! 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 No more masks!
Forcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children.
No more masks! No more masks! No more masks!